providing you with oil for your lamp. Welcome to Logos, the Word of God, from the book of Isaiah. The Lord the Eternal, He inspires me, for the Eternal has consecrated me and sent me with good news for wretched men, to heal the brokenhearted, to tell prisoners they are free, to tell captives they are released, to proclaim a year of the Eternal's favor, a day of our God's vengeance, to console all mourners, to give them coronals for coronachs, oil of joy for mourning robes, praise for plaintiveness. They shall be sturdy oaks of goodness, planted by the Eternal in His honor. They shall rebuild ancient ruins, restoring what has long lain desolate, repairing ruined towns that have laid waste for ages. The foreigner shall serve you as a herdsman. The alien shall work your fields and vineyards. But you shall be called the Eternal's priests. Your sons shall be ministers of our God. You shall enjoy the wealth of nations and deck yourself out in their splendor. They suffered shame in double measure. Abuse and insult were their lot. So in their own land they shall get double. Theirs is a lasting joy. For I am the Eternal. I love justice. Iniquitous harrying I hate. So I will recompense them duly, and make with them a compact that shall last. Their sons shall be known in every place, their offspring famous among the nations, till all who see them own they are the race that the Eternal blesses. You shall be then a city much sought after, no forsaken city. Loud shall be my joy in the Eternal. In my God I will rejoice. He has clothed me with victory, arrayed me in a robe of triumph. Like a bridegroom he bestows a tiara, and gives me jewels like a bride. For as the earth brings forth its growth, as seed springs up in gardens, so before all the world will the Eternal bring forth their triumph and renown. For Zion's sake I will not hold my peace. For Jerusalem's sake I will never rest, till her triumph shines out brilliant, and her deliverance like a blazing torch, so that the very nations see your triumph, and every king beholds your splendor. You shall be called by a name that is new, a name to be fixed by the Eternal. A fair crown shall you be in the Eternal's hand, a royal diadem carried by your God. Forsaken shall no longer be your name. Your land shall no more be called desolate. You shall be my delight. Your land shall be my wedded wife. For the Eternal takes delight in you, and your land shall again be married. As a young man weds a maiden, so your founder marries you. And as a bridegroom thrills to his bride, so shall your God thrill to you. I have set sentinels upon your walls, Jerusalem, who never hold their peace. By day or night, remembrancers of the Eternal never rest. Never let the Eternal rest till it is done, until he makes Jerusalem renowned on earth. The Eternal has sworn by his right arm, by his strong arm, never again will I allow your foes to eat your corn. Never again shall foreigners drink the wine that you have worked to grow. Those who have harvested the crop shall eat it, praising the Eternal. Those who have gathered grapes shall quaff the wine within my sacred shrine. Pass through the gates, pass out, to make a path for returning exiles. Bank up a causeway, clear out the stones, signal to the nations, to the very ends of the earth. The Eternal has proclaimed this. Tell the citizens of Zion, their deliverer is coming, bringing his reward with him, bringing his recompense. Their name shall be the sacred people, the redeemed of the Eternal. You've been listening to the Word of God from the book of Isaiah.